The whole idea and concept behind this project is to create soil from human remains to create new life.
The Urban Death Project completed a study with Western Carolina University back in 2015. They were able to successfully recompose 6 donated human bodies.
If you want a less traditional burial, Katrina Spade wants to give it to you.
Farmers all around the U.S. have done this for decades now, and it's technically a form of composting, taking natural materials like wood chips and straw and covering a body with them. And over time, several weeks' time, microbial activity breaks down the body into a soil.
$30 to $100 price, that's per specimen that we're talking
per
about,
specimen.
Right? Yeah.
While it is illegal to profit from tissue donations in the U.S., organizations may provide fetal tissue for medical research if the mother gives her consent. But conservative legislators are among those Americans who say it's still wrong.
Spade says it's not just safe, it offers eco benefits.
With cremation, you have the burning of fossil fuels and emission of carbon and mercury particulates into the atmosphere. And then with conventional burial, there's quite a carbon footprint from the manufacture and transport of caskets, grave liners, and then the upkeep of cemeteries.
She said WSU researchers have found a safe way to recompose livestock remains, and she believes the same could be done for humans.
A company called Ambrosia, as in the food of the gods that lets them live forever, is offering customers the service of filling their veins with the blood of young people in order to help rejuvenate their older bodies.
Food and vegetarianism and things. First, let's go to an extreme. I suppose it would follow from your logic that there should really be no objection to cannibalism.
Certainly isn't about making anyone do something they don't want. It's about giving another option for us to choose from.
When I'm dead, just throw me in the trash.
You don't understand. They've got to tell me.
Tell them what?
The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
For the low price of $8,000, you can get a blood transfusion of 1 liter of young people blood. Or for $12,000, you can get 2 liters.
There should really be no objection to cannibalism.
Dead body's like a piece of trash. I mean, shove as much
dish in there as you want.
I don't know. Bang me, eat me, grind me up into little pieces, throw me in a river. Who gives a shit? You're dead, you're dead.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger, I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent Green is people! We gotta stop them somehow!
When I'm dead, just throw me in the trash!